Chapter 11. The Journey to Hell. The ghost looked at Virginia with hope in his eyes, but she didn't say a word.
Of course, you don't want to do this frightening thing, he said.
Virginia's face was white, and she had a strange look in her eyes.
I'm not afraid, said Virginia. I'll speak to the angel of death, and he'll forgive you.
The ghost was very happy. He took Virginia's hand and kissed it. His fingers were cold like ice, and his lips were hot like fire. The ghost took Virginia to the opposite side of the room. They passed an old tapestry on the wall. Suddenly, the men in the tapestry came to life and moved their arms.
Go back, Virginia! Go back!
The ghost continued with Virginia at his side. At the end of the room, Virginia saw the wall disappear. A big black cave appeared in front of her. She felt a cold wind, and something pulled her skirt.
Quick!
Cried the ghost.
We haven't got a lot of time.
A moment later, the ghost's room was empty. 10 minutes later, the bell rang for afternoon tea. Virginia didn't appear in the dining room. At first, Mrs. Otis wasn't worried, because Virginia often went to the meadow on her horse. But at 6 o'clock, she became very worried. She sent the twins to find Virginia, but they had no luck. Washington went on his horse to look in the meadow, and Mr. Otis rode to the train station. He also went to the police station, but nobody found Virginia. That night, the Otis family stayed in the library and didn't go to sleep. They were all very worried, and nobody spoke. At midnight, they heard a loud noise and strange music. Suddenly, a panel on the wall opened, and Virginia appeared. Her face was white.